this time.
Okay, you got it, Chris. We will try our best. We're having a lot of fun in here. I know that I've got Randio, Nicole, Alan, Deborah, Matt, Ashlyn, and Kirkland. Republicans and Democrats all getting along. We even have a blue and a red microphone for each side of the room just to have fun. So we've been covering it all while all these states have been coming in. It looks like obviously we're seeing the same stuff that you guys are getting in over there. And some of the most fascinating things that we brought up have been immigration and the effect on this election here. So I'm going to start over on the Democrat side, if that's okay. So we have a very limited time here. So immigration being a factor in some of these states, and I'll start over here. So,
sure. Yes, immigration will be a factor in plenty of these states, and in Georgia will be a factor in some of these counties and communities. The Republican Party, by and large, has embraced an ideology or using rhetoric that is divisive or turns off many of the same voters they hope to win over. Case in point would be in Gwinnett County last year, our sheriff, Butch Conway, invited a head of a hate group, D.A. King, to speak at a panel discussion. It's a gentleman that said immigrants aren't here to cut your grass, they're here to blow up your buildings and kill your children. That type of rhetoric is not going to work to bring in people to the Republican Party. In theory, it should actually bring them over into the Democratic Party and bring them over with passion. So I think that will be a hot issue in 2020.
Now, we'll take a response over here from the Republican side. By the way, Gwinnett County here in the Atlanta area.
Immigration is an issue, mostly because people want security. You know, Texas very much, you know, they don't want to be victims to the violence that comes on the other side of the border from the cartels. You know, they just want to make sure that they can be safe, you know, that they can work their land, you know, stuff like that. So security, securing the border, that's a big issue for Republican voters, for independent voters in the border towns. You know, they're definitely going to pay attention to the candidate that's very strong on, like, we're going to secure the border and we're going to keep you safe.
Well, there's lots of passion and lots of love going on in this room. Would you say, Randio?
I definitely thought so.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about the Rust Belt. We talked a little bit about... We actually have a nickname for Biden now because of how often President Obama has come up in the conversation, and that's O'Biden. So,
O'Biden.
I gotta give you credit, man.
Nicole making it in there.
Biden. I am so happy right now.
Oh, she's loving it right now.
O-H exclamation mark. Oh.
I'm getting red again.
Oh, she keeps looking over at that delegate count.
Blush all night.
I'm sorry, Nicole. All right, Jared, we'll be back with you guys in just a little bit after the top of this next hour, all right?
Absolutely, Chris.
All right, man, thanks very much. Jared Yamamoto and our PowerPod crew, they are at an event in our live lounge just down the hall. They've got better food, they got better lighting, they've got better TV. But that is all right. We are here continuing our Super Tuesday covers through the evening. Jamie Dupree is just telling me, very interesting race in Texas. Now 20% reporting Sanders, 27%, Biden 21%, Warren 19%, and Bloomberg 18%. That is very close with about a fifth of the results in. And Jamie says that would mean those four are dividing up the 228 delegates in Texas four ways. That would be essentially a wash and kind of a surprise.
Yes, in fact, Bernie Sanders was leading in Texas as recently as Friday.
Right. So nevertheless, this is a
surprise in terms of split. This is a surprise in terms of his numbers going down.
Right. And for Bloomberg, it's going to be a gotcha. Because he's catching up.
He's got several states where he's pulling about 20%.
And when we come back, I want to talk about what that young person said about the on the border and immigration.
Okay.
They don't understand. Some people live in Texas.
They like living on the border.
All right, very good. Remember that for 4 minutes. Can you do that?
Oh, my 72-year-old brain can do it.
Super Tuesday continues.